Yes,
say?
it says, let me look.
About 10:15?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can stop whenever
Well,
you...
no, no, let's keep going. At least another half hour.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. The milk product that comes in a little tub and has curds is called...
cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm. And when I say cornbread to you, what do you imagine?
Well, I imagine my cornbread, which is the best in the world.
I'm sure.
I make mine with white cornmeal.
Oh, yum.
Mm-hmm. And I used to make it in muffins, but then I got lazy. Just make it in a pan and then slice it.
Uh-huh.
But I think of it as white cornmeal. Now, in Michigan, I ran into something they call Johnny Cake. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
It's yellow cornmeal, and they serve it in the mornings with syrup, as though it were hotcakes.
Huh.
Johnny Cake.
How is it prepared? Is it?
I don't know.
Is
but
it baked
it was,
the same way?
I'm sure. It looked like a cornbread, except yellow. And my mother always used white cornmeal. And so I always used white cornmeal.
Yeah, white cornmeal is good. I'm wondering if the Johnny Cake might be prepared on top of the stove, though.
I don't know. I'm sorry to say I don't know. I never inquired.
Hmm.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
In a kind of a Dutch oven thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Could
and
be.
Then there's another kind of cornbread product that you can make that you cook in a skillet, and it's shaped like hockey pucks. I mean, and the consistency
yes,
is like
yes,
a hockey puck.
Yes.
What are those called?
I don't know.
Do you call them like corn pones?
Oh,
because that's our word
could
for
be.
It. But
could be corn pone. Yeah.
There's all kinds of words and all kinds of different cornbreads. Mm-hmm. It's
yes,
so interesting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bread made with wheat would be called.
Well, I think we would just call it bread.
Okay.
Unless it's like whole wheat.
Okay.
We would specify whole wheat as against white bread.
What ingredient makes bread rise?
you know that stuff. I tell you, Anne-Marie, I'm losing words.
No, you're not.
It sort of
no,
scares
not.
Me.
No, you're not. Not at all. You think you are, but that's just because I'm quizzing you. If somebody quizzes me, I can't think of these words either.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just cannot.
It's not you. It's not you. It's
yeast.
The process.
Yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you had, if you wanted to offer your guest a carbonated beverage, what would you offer them?
Well, I guess if I had some in the refrigerator, I would say, would you like to have a Coke? Of course, if I didn't have, but I had some Sprite, I would say, would you like to have a Sprite? But I don't think that I have a generic term I use.
Yeah, if you had like Coke and Sprite and some other soft drinks.
I could say soft drink. I could say that. Yeah, I could.
But would you? That's the question. Because people say different things. I mean, you know, up in Chicago they say pop. We never say that here.
No, we never say that. I think soft drink is, I would say that. Yes,
okay.
I would.
An unlicensed alcohol drink is?
Unlicensed.
You know, the hillbillies.
Unlicensed. I don't know. Alcohol, unlicensed.
The hillbillies would probably make it up in the, you know.
Oh, moonshine or
yeah,
something like
sure.
that. Okay, I see what you mean, unlicensed.
I don't think anybody makes any here.
No, I don't think so either. No.
I don't think we need to.
No, we don't need to. It flows.
It flows.
Yeah.